Well, hello to you, and it's lovely to be able to welcome you into the OK Cafe. If it's your first time with us here in the OK Cafe, may I suggest that you go back to the very first podcast in the series, the introduction to the OK Cafe, and just have a quick listen to it. It's only 15 minutes long, and it will give you a good introduction into why we're here and what the OK Cafe is all about. Now, I hope everyone has had a very productive March, and hopefully you are all relaxing over the Easter break. I'm spending some time with family, and I'm actually there at my dad's house while I record this. I've got a cup of coffee with me today, so you know this is a good opportunity for you to grab yourselves a drink as well, and just get yourselves comfortable and into a kind of good space, a comfortable space, ready to look at some of those difficult emotions that I'm sure we have all been experiencing over the last month. And actually, I'm also going to use this because obviously it's 1st of April is the beginning of a new quarter, the second quarter of 2018. I really want us to use this as a proper kind of opportunity to have a really good cleanse. So opening up that cupboard that we've been storing some of those difficult emotions, perhaps hiding away from some of those difficult conversations that kind of feature around some of those difficult emotions. So yeah, let's use this opportunity to have a really good clear out of that emotion cupboard, so that we can start not just April but the next quarter of 2018 with a really kind of fresh way of looking at everything. So I don't know about you, but I've had probably what I would describe as a bit of a roller coaster start to 2018 over the last 3 months. And March in particular, I think, has kind of started to bring a lot of it to a head, really. And if you were to ask me, if I'm looking at my emotion cupboard, the emotion that features strongest in March is anger. And anger is a very difficult emotion for me. I'm sure it is for many of us. It's difficult for me to control, and also it's difficult for me to process and understand it properly. And so that's why I'm using this kind of 4 day break and to really have, as I say, a good think and a good cleanse of some of that anger that's built up, not just over March. It's been building up over the first quarter of this year, but it's March where it seems to have really manifested itself. And when I'm looking at anger, and when I'm looking at my anger, I am looking at when I have felt angry with other people, and when I have felt angry with myself. And what I have done with that emotion. So, anger can be quite an explosive emotion. So I do have to be careful of how I manage that. But then at the same time, if I continue to squash anger and I continue to kind of throw it into the cupboard and I don't deal with it, I don't process it properly, it has quite a short shelf life in the cupboard, if I'm honest, before it explodes anyway. So it's important for me to kind of check in with anger perhaps more frequently than I would with some of the other difficult emotions that I've already talked about, and that I'm sure I will, others that I will talk about as this series goes on. But yeah, so anger is a difficult one for me. It can go in the cupboard, but it has a very short shelf life in there. So, but March has actually seen probably a couple of examples of kind of an uncontrolled, an explosion would probably be too strong a word, but certainly a reactive way of dealing with anger, which is not always what I want. So certainly there's been a bit of a kind of press of the pause button for this month, and just have a good reevaluate of some of these things that have been making me angry, and why that is the case, because it's a bit of a vicious cycle, really. If I react to the anger in the moment, then I'm not happy with the way that I've behaved, and then the anger kind of turns in on myself. So, and that's not a very positive place to be at all. So, as I say, I have been quite reflective on that, particularly in the last couple of weeks of this month, and just working out, okay, where has some of this anger come from? And as I said, it's certainly something that I've been carrying over sort of January, February, and then into March. And how can I be a bit quicker at processing it and understanding it? And ultimately, I think for me, the anger that I feel kind of towards people comes from two places, really. It comes from values, so the values that I have and the way that I believe people should treat me and others, and I'm, you know, I'm very aware that those values are my values and not necessarily shared by anybody else. However, I find it very hard when people act against those values to not feel angry and to not feel kind of upset and frustrated and annoyed by that behaviour, because it's going against my own values. So there's that element of it, but then there's also the expectation element, and again, this, and I'm sure most of us are the same, there's a kind of huge frustration for me here when expectations are clearly set out in any kind of relationship, be that colleague to colleague, be that business to client, be that friend to friend, be that partner to partner, parent to child, whatever those kind of expectations are, I'm always very conscious of being clear and of setting those out from the beginning of any kind of new exchange, if you like. And that sounds quite clinical, but I think it's quite important to kind of set out what the expectations are, particularly if there's kind of there's projects or there's work or there's some element of something to be organized around that exchange that you're having with that other person. And so when those expectations then aren't met, so I feel like I take a lot of energy and time at the beginning to set out those expectations clearly. And so when they're not met or misunderstood or misinterpreted, that also can cause me a fair amount of anger. And again, I think from my perspective, that's about taking that anger out and looking at it and going, okay, I understand that you're angry because the expectations that were set out haven't been met. However, You know, what is the reason for that? And what do we need to go back and do and revisit to kind of set out the expectations clearer? And also, is there anything that you've done that perhaps has not met those expectations? You know, are there any behaviours that you've shown that could have you know, knocked those expectations potentially off course? And I think that's really important. It's certainly very important for me to do, because I'm always very quick to kind of judge everyone else for not meeting the standard set. But actually, you know, there are a good few times when I have slipped as well. So for me, that's you know, that's really important that I look at that and do that kind of process of evaluation. And you know what, the other really important thing, when I'm in that more reactive, explosive position of anger, is just to take myself away from the situation and to do some physical exercise. And that is really, for me, the way to kind of get my brain to stop focusing on the anger, and to start moving to a more reflective frame of mind. And that's where then I can do things like looking at my own behavior, but that's very, very difficult to do. I take my hat off to those who can do it, and be that reflective in a moment of anger. I have to take myself away from whatever that situation is. As I say, physical exercise for me normally is the key to moving myself to a different way of thinking. And it's important, I think, to draw a line under anger. You know, once you have taken it out and processed it, it's important to say, right, that's it now. I need to kind of bundle that up. I've looked at it, I've accepted it, I've examined my own behaviour as well as the behaviour of the other person's. And now really it is time to let all of that go. So my behaviour, their behaviour, wrap it all together and let it go and move on. So we've only got a couple of minutes left in the OK Cafe, and one of the things I want to do is to recommend some further reading. There is a book that I think will help to explain better why it's important to let anger go. I'm not kind of saying forgive and forget. I'm not kind of peddling anything, you know, saintly. What I am saying is that letting anger go is about being good to yourself and giving yourself the life that you want. And I know I certainly won't get the life that I want if I continue to hold on to anger that I feel either towards myself or towards anyone else. So the book that I recommend is Will It Make the Boat Go Faster? And it's written by Ben Hunt Davis and Harriet Beveridge. And as you can imagine, it is about the Olympic Eight who rode their way to gold medal victory. And it's a quite a short book, but it's a really good and frank discussion about how they got there, and about why it's important to focus your energies and to ask the right questions. And basically, I replaced in my life the question, will it make the boat go faster? Instead, I ask myself, will it get the life you want? Will this behaviour get you the life that you want, Sarah? And if the answer is no, then I do my very, very best not to do it. Or certainly to not repeat it if I have done, you know, behaved in a way that won't get me the life that I want. So thank you very much for joining me. I'm always really grateful to know that you are listening and here at the OK Cafe. Really look forward to seeing you next month, and I hope you have an awesome April.